Good evening and welcome to Wednesday Night Worship at Westbrook Park. I'm glad that you've chosen to join us tonight. Just a few words of introduction. I'm Joel Adkins, pastor at the church. I'll be conducting this service this evening. I'm actually replaying a service that was meant for last Wednesday. We had some technical difficulties. Sorry about that, but we're replaying it this week, which also leads to an explanation that the first of this month was All Saints Day within Christianity, and we are unfortunately about a week and a half late on this because of the technical problems we had last week, but this service will be as close as we can get to what would typically be an All Saints Day service for us at Westbrook Park. These days are not normal, and so appreciate your patience and your forbearance in the midst of these times. If you want to join us for church on Sunday, we meet in our parking lot at 10:15 a.m. We are also live on Vimeo, YouTube, and Facebook. We'd love to have you there, 10:15 a.m. on Sunday mornings. Tuesday mornings at 10 a.m. we have a Bible study, and you can join that by getting on Zoom. You can find the information for that by calling the church office. Additionally, you would be able to join us on Wednesday nights for this service. We're glad that you've chosen to join us tonight. Hope that you will continue to do so as we go throughout these days. Welcome again. I'm glad you're here. God bless you.
A prayer meditation for All Saints Day. We give you thanks, O God, for all the saints who ever worshiped you, whether in arbors or cathedrals, wooden churches or cement meeting houses. We give you thanks, O God, for hands lifted in praise, manicured hands, and hands stained with grease or soil, strong hands, and hands gnarled with age, holy hands. We thank you, God, for hard-working saints, whether hard-hatted or aproned, blue-collared or three-piece suited. They left their mark for you, for us, for our children to come. Thank you for the sacrifices made by those who have gone before us. Bless the memories of your saints. May we learn how to walk wisely from their examples of faith, dedication, worship, and love. Amen.
We remember the following persons: Wally Applegate, Ray Griffiths, Betty Grove Miller, Fred Pelger, Carol Pribula. And at this time, we will give you moments of silence for you to remember and perhaps to declare where you are, the names of those that have gone on before us to be with the Lord. Amen. Well, welcome tonight. If we had to title this evening's sermon, it would be, or message, Trophies for Everyone. Glad that you're here. We're going to begin this evening by reading through Matthew chapter 5, verses 14 to 30. It's a very familiar parable that Jesus gave us. And it reads like this: "You are the light of the world. A city set on a hill cannot be hidden. Nor do people light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on a stand, and it gives light to all who are in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others, so that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father who is in heaven. Do not think that I have come to abolish the law or the prophets. I have not come to abolish them, but to fulfill them. For truly I say to you, until heaven and earth pass away, not an iota, not a dot will pass from the law until all is accomplished.